This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
No mai, hari mai, ko Hana toku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, it's no secret, but November is here. Christmas is just around the corner, and you know what that means. A Rivoli Theatre Christmas show is coming. Today I'm pleased to welcome friends of the show, Beth and Cairo, back to TTT to give me the tea on Disney's Freaky Friday the musical. Kia ora team, welcome back to That's The Ticket.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
It's been a hot minute since I've had both of you, to be honest. Yeah. And I don't know why I do this whenever I have returning guests and I try and remember and I'm like, I know I don't. I don't remember the episode number. I don't remember the year. I remember the shows.
Well, that counts.
Yeah. I feel like it's been longer since I've had Kyra in, right? Because that was Frozen, Disney's...
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even get the show right.
It was close.
She was in it though, right?
Yeah,
you were. Yeah. I got that part correct. Yeah. And then Beth, I feel like was it only last year? Was that Firebringer?
It was almost exactly a year ago, maybe just over, I think.
Wow, man, we grow up so fast,
right?
Not me. I haven't aged. My voice sounds.
I was going to say that
exactly as it did 2 years ago when Kyra was on here. But, no, thank you for joining me today. I feel like it's quite fitting that I've got you two in the studio to talk about Freaky Friday because you guys are the ones who are getting freaky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Don't make it weird.
Here's the thing is you say stuff to me off air and I will bring it on air, Beth. Is Beth short for Bethany?
It is short for Bethany, yeah.
Okay, Bethany.
Don't threaten me.
But no, right before we hit go today, Beth's like, let's not get weird. And I'm like, we can get weird.
We already got there.
We got there. But I guess circling back, because I'm already off track, because this happens to me, because I just love a chat, and you guys are essentially the kind of the two leads in Freaky Friday.
Yes.
You've got a wee bit to do in this one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a busy show for both of us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is probably a good place to start. I always like to ask guests, like, Freaky Friday, when is it, where is it, what is it, et cetera. Like, what's the show's favourite colour? Does it prefer opening night to closing night? Those kind of things.
Wow.
How well do you know the show? Do you communicate with the show in that way?
Yep. I have connected deeply.
Okay, I'll rein it in. You guys are opening quite soon. It's running at Rivoli Theatre, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And you're running from the 22nd of November to the 13th of December.
Yep.
Got some 7:30 p.m. shows, and there is a cheeky 2 p.m. matinee on the 29th of November, which is a bit fun.
Yeah. Yes, love a matinee.
Is it a two-show day?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, no rest.
No.
Yeah.
Little lie down under the dressing table.
Lie down?
Yeah.
I feel like you just aged the show considerably with that phrase.
I'm pretty old, man.
Oh, man. Not on Freaky Friday, you aren't, are you?
No, I am. Oh, no. And then I'm not. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, so now let's get even more confusing, and I'm going to try and ask you guys to tell me about the show. It's up to you how spoilery we get, but I feel like you guys are the best people to kind of talk about what it's about. Who's going to go for it?
Okay. Do you want to go?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hit me with your best shot, mate.
Yeah, I'll try. So it's about a mother and a daughter who swap bodies, and then they have to go through a day in each other's lives as they try to swap back.
Are you playing the mother and is Beth playing the daughter?
Yes. Yes.
But for
kind
some
of
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And question, had you guys worked together on a show before doing this one?
No, we hadn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's real 0 to 100, eh?
Totally.
Yeah.
Because it's not just playing that pairing of mother and daughter, but then having to play a mother and a daughter who are playing each other.
Yeah.
Mm. Like there's a lot of layers out the gate there for you two. Yeah.
There's a lot of layers. Yeah. And I actually really feel for Kyra because I've been a teenager and a mother. So I can draw from experience, right?
Oh, yeah. Fair point.
Yeah.
Kyra is currently a teenager.
Yes.
I don't think she's a mother, as far as I'm aware. No.
No.
So it's, yeah, it's like, it's a, I feel a much more challenging role for you than me. I just get to go back to being a loser teenager, which is really fun.
I mean, that's a nice thing to say about Kyra.
No, I mean, she's absolutely nailing it.
Yeah.
She just has the harder job, I think.
Yeah, because you don't have that lived experience. I mean, I guess now you do, because you're just channeling Beth, which I feel like, you know.
What a lucky girl.
Yeah, have you learned a lot?
I sure have, yes.
And so, I mean, I'm assuming with you guys having these roles in the show, has that kind of relationship between you guys kind of grown in a positive way? Or now do you feel like you just know too much about each other?
No, it's been lovely. It's been great.
Yeah.
Kyra's really annoying. Like, in a beautiful way, as a teenager. When she's playing the teenager, I'm like, get off me! But, like, great acting, right?
Yeah. And then you're very annoying when you're a teenager as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought you just meant in general. I'm like, fair.
No! Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Have you met Kyra? She's beautiful. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, no, I can... Actually, when Kyra came into the studio today, I, instead of just being like, hey, how's it going? I then just was really... extra about being like, I saw you in this show and you were great, and then none of that. When Beth came here, I was like, shut the door, like, just the niceties are out the window. No, but it's really cool, and I've been seeing some of the, I do this all the time on radio, whereas where I talk about really visual things that are really hard to describe when everyone can just hear us, but I'm just going to do it anyway. But I've been enjoying the, like, little snippets I've seen, like, the ads
on Meta,
and it's, I've enjoyed it. It's good.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I guess this is the sign to, if you're listening and you're not driving right now, like, get on Facebook, go look up Hamilton Musical Theatre, and you'll see what we're talking about. You'll put some faces to the voices that you're listening to. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Freaky Friday, the show, it's like the musical adaptation of the Disney film, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
With Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, that's right. Jamie Lee Curtis!
Yeah,
I've got the short hair. I think that's why they cast me.
not because you got to sing and dance, I assume.
None of that. No. It's just the hair.
Were you guys familiar with the show before you, like, went for it?
No. I'd never heard the music. I decided to audition at the very last minute. And then when
look
I got cast,
you now.
Listened to it and went, oh, no.
Wow, yeah.
This is a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, both of you got a lot of mahi to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No pressure. That's probably not the best thing for me to say, because as we've kind of touched on, you guys are opening quite soon.
Mm-hmm.
This is the privilege of That's the Ticket, as I always get to talk to actors when they're either in the middle of Tech Week or just about to start, and everyone's just like,
just before.
Hannah, why are you being so positive and being like, la, 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 when you guys are like, we're just like living at the theatre, working really hard.
Yeah. Oh, no, the adrenaline has truly kicked in now. Every time I think about it, I'm like,
Yeah, it's so close.
In a positive way, guys.
But oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you guys are the right person to ask the question. Should have brought Maureen in, your producer.
Yes.
Kelna Maureen, friend of the show. But I think your ticket sales are going not too shabby. I think you've already got, there's some flames up there on iTicket.
I think so, yeah.
Opening definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, go to iTicket if you're not driving and book your ticket. If you're driving, just pull over. It's worth pulling over for, guys.
Google. Just, hey, Google, book tickets for Freaky Friday.
Oh, are you one of those? Are you one of those people who tells your phone stuff instead of typing it?
I'm actually not.
Okay.
No. I forget that, hey, Google is a function until just now.
Yeah.
Okay, and I wonder if you were making anyone's phone just, like, spaz out.
That's what I was trying to do,
Hey, come on now. We got to treat our listeners with respect.
Absolutely. I respect you all. I'm so sorry.
You heard it here first on That's the Ticket. And so it's not just you two and Freaky Friday. How big is the cast? We estimate.
It's pretty big. I'm terrible.
25 to 30.
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So there's quite a bit to do, quite a bit going on.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been in rehearsals for this one?
When did we start? Was it August?
About 3 months.
Yeah, roughly 3 months. Yeah.
Oh, man, they grow up so fast.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And it feels like such a long time until it doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are just on that cusp. Once you open, it's that whole thing. It just goes like that.
Yeah.
Like it just flies. And then you're like, oh, man, I've been working on this for 3 months. And now it's like closing night.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a bit of a bummer, right?
Thanks so much. Brilliant.
Yeah, cool. Hey, guys, come on now. You've got, you know, a good couple weeks of shows ahead of you, so you'll be sweet.
Yeah.
And a nice big cast to, like, keep the vibes up.
Yeah.
And because you got both of you have performed at Rivoli before?
I haven't for
you
a
haven't?
Long time. So I did, the last show I did at Rivoli was Noises Off, which was... 8 years ago, I think.
I went and saw that. It was good.
It was such a fun show. Yeah.
I don't think Kyra was born, but...
I was born.
She's a toddler.
Oh, that was mean. I'm just... Kyra's like, I was born. Hannah, I'm doing you a favour and coming on. That's the ticket. Why are you throwing shade?
No.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's a lovely theatre.
Yeah.
And I guess, Kyra, before we went on air today, I was like, you do a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You do, because I saw you in the Heights earlier this year.
Yes.
And then we don't have to go too far back.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're in Flashdance as well. That was the other one I was talking to you about. Okay. And you're still at school.
Yeah.
Are there school shows thrown in the mix as well?
Yes, there was this year, yeah.
Okay. What was this year's?
That was the prom.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay, yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Great time management. Legit. But, I mean, I'm going to take a cheeky break because unlike you two, I was familiar with Freaky Friday before auditions. I did not audition and I am not in the show, but I had listened to the soundtrack before you guys, so I'm going to take the win. But I want to play my favourite song because I have a... like a Broadway playlist on Spotify. It's called Bang Up Broadway Tunes, if you want to give it a hone.
Wow.
It's a great mix.
I'm going to be checking that out.
Yeah, it's quite good. Sometimes I have it on when I'm running, and it's like the other morning I was running and then I just had like Chess the Musical. And I'm
stunning.
Yeah, it was just a lot. And I'm like, it's 6 a.m. And
this is a lot of emotion.
No one knows I'm listening to this right now.
Yeah.
But I've got Just One Day, which I believe is the opening track of the show.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the song? Are we going to be like, ooh, when I play it, or do we still love it?
I feel like it will ignite a spark of fear in my soul.
Maybe.
But I still enjoy the song.
Okay, why is there fear?
Because as soon as it starts, I have to be somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I've missed my cue, but I'm not at rehearsal currently, it's okay. But it's like Pavlov's dog, right? You hear the music and it's like, I've got to go on stage.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to chuck it on and then I'll report back if like Beth does something strange, like runs out the door or whatever. But I've got the original cast recording of Disney's Freaky Friday, Just One Day.
It's all I need, just a day without her nagging. Just one day, I beg, I plead, but the drag just keeps on dragging. While I wish for just one Monday or a Friday to be free, free to slouch and sulk and mumble and be messy and be me. All I ask is for 12 hours to live my life my way. Just one simple, awesome, crazy, kick-ass day. Perfect, but I'll never be that way. Not for a single solitary day. Tomorrow is the wedding and tonight is the rehearsal, and there is no room for error, I mean not one flaw. We've got guests in just 10 hours, dress the tables, trim the flowers. I want beauty and perfection, I want total awe. And with Weddings Magazine here for a feature on the scene here, the business is depending on this one success. Now breathe, but thank you, Tori. And in fact, that is the story. So get moving, move this produce and remove this mess. Just one day is all I want, with my family united. Fears at bay, no fights, no taunts, just the four of us delighted. I mean, look, I love my kids, I love my work, I love my life, and I love my fiancé, and in a day I'll be his wife. And I'll throw the perfect wedding, and I'll throw the bride's bouquet.
Okay, really fast, tonight is the hunt. It's an epic scavenger hunt, and I really want to win. There's just one issue, just one day, that's all I seek. And I have been asking nicely. Just one day, it's not a week, it's a night to speak precisely. And the hunt is not a stunt, it's my one shot at fame. To be someone who is something, not just what's her name. If I'm in it, I can win it, if she'd only say okay. We'd be off and running, gunning for one fun and perfect day.
Come on.
Ellie, dear, it's not the time. No, that apron is a crime, and that sea bass isn't fresh, it's 3 days dead. Mom, I really need to know if I can wait. Now where'd she go? God, I'll never draw her focus from the bread. It's a million Mom, little, it's just a little bit.
What are the things I do besides the one who is a little light? But really, who can tell?
What a day,
what a day,
what a day.
An absolute banger. If you liked that, you will like Disney's Freaky Friday, the musical, which is coming to a Rivoli Theatre near you, opening on the 22nd of November, running right through to the 13th of December. If you're just joining us, welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney, and I've got a couple of cast members from Disney's Freaky Friday. Beth is here.
Hello.
Kyra's here.
Hi.
I paused because I'm like, do I bring the Bethany joke back? And then I'm like, it wasn't that funny the first time.
Yeah, don't. Oh, I was going to say don't slam a dead horse, but that's not a saying.
It's not, but it's the first time it's come up on That's the Ticket, so yeah. Please feel free to elaborate to us. Safe space.
What's the saying? Don't beat a dead horse?
Yeah, or flog.
Flog. Yeah.
What did you say?
I said slam.
Okay. Question, are you always Beth or are you ever Bethany?
Now I'm Bethany. I'm Bethany to my family.
Okay.
And to the IRD.
All right, fair. I mean, we're family now.
Absolutely. If you want to call me Bethany, I'll answer.
Yeah.
It's just a bit weird.
Yeah. No, I'll keep with Beth. I told you we were going to get weird today.
I know.
We got there.
Yeah.
But we are family, or at least you guys are family, your theatre family.
Yeah.
And theatre whanau's forever.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows. You and the other, like, 30,000 people in this show.
Yeah.
And
feels like it.
You've got a mix of ages, though, because obviously, you know, Kyra, you're a teen playing a teen, but you're not the youngest person in the cast, right? You've got some young ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your sibling?
Yeah.
Siblings?
Yep.
Sibling. Is there one? Is there two?
Two. There's two of them.
There's two.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Nice. Is it like their first show?
I think so.
Not Spencer.
Oh no, he did.
Oh no, Theo's done shows.
Oh, no. So no.
Yeah,
they're pros.
Yeah.
They're okay. Gorgeous.
Are you learning? No.
Oh, what?
Are you learning from the pros?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking.
No. But like, I mean, we've kind of touched on this, but both of you have kind of, and I say this with like love and respect, but like being around the theatre block, like this isn't your first rodeo, right?
No.
Oh yeah.
No. It's not. Thank you.
I knew, like, Kyra just took the compliment and, like, Beth's looking at me like, are you calling me old?
I had to make it weird. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But because, like, yeah, you've done a few shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, Beth, have you done musicals and plays, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a big break there when I had children.
Yeah, that'll
COVID
do it.
Happened. So I had about 5 years where I didn't do a show, which was strange. And now I can only really... time-wise, with two children, afford a show a year.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fair.
Because it's a big time commitment, but I love it so much that I can't go without, you know?
Yeah, no, relatable to a degree. I mean, I don't have any children, but, you know. And I don't really do shows. I just talk to people about shows every week, and so that's how I get my fix.
Mm.
And then, yeah, Kyra, do you just do musicals, or do you do plays?
No, I've never done a play before, actually. No.
Still time.
Yeah.
Giving it a go. Actually, Beth, do you have a preference, musicals or plays?
Probably musicals.
Yeah, everyone always picks musicals.
I mean, yeah. They are better, so it makes sense. No. I love musicals because I love singing. You know, I'm a singer first. Yeah. No, I'm an actor first, actually. That's a lie. But I adore singing. And there's a lot of, this might ruffle some feathers, not very good plays.
Oh!
Whereas I feel like a musical can be not very good but still be very entertaining.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, and because, I mean, sometimes I go to a musical and I'm like, I'm going for this for, like, the song, the dance and the pretty lights, not necessarily the plot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I do love a good play. But I think I probably would, if I had to save one from a burning building, I would save musicals because, like, basic. But
yeah, right. Well, you can't listen to a play on your run, can you?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
don't use an example from me at me. I listen to audiobooks as well.
Do you? On the run?
Yeah, I'm very cultured that way.
Oh, good on you.
I'm currently listening to Ruby Tui's autobiography read by the author. Yeah. It's very motivating.
It makes it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm running just as fast as her. I'm not. But, like,
acting, right?
Yeah. Or
acting
it just.
Like you're running.
Acting like I'm running. No, my whole thing is if, you know, I grew up in the arts and I'm like, if I could turn back time, I wish I would have, like, played a sport as a kid.
Yeah.
Because now I'm just like, I'm too old to, like, try out to be a black fin. But, if roles were reversed, I'd be representing New Zealand by now.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Wow, yeah. I don't know how I always manage to bring sport up on this arts podcast.
Yeah, do you want a different podcast? Should we change the subject?
I do actually have a running podcast, thank you for asking.
Do you?
Yeah, it's not with 3FM though.
It's
called Thoughts on a Run. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. It's with me and my sister because we're both long distance running, so a lot of time to think.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But actually, I do like listening to musicals when I run, and sometimes I'll time my runs. Like, I'll be, like, in the Heights, which Kyra was in.
Yeah.
The length of that show is, like, equivalent to a 10K run.
Wow.
And so I'm like, just don't stop running until it ends.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Or it might be a 12K. I don't, But
it's a long time.
Yeah. I would not know.
Nah. Not something I'd be aware of.
No, and it's sometimes it gets weird. Like, I'll do, like, Lord of the Rings, the musical, because it's, like, exactly an hour, and so I'm like, cool.
I've never actually heard of that.
No, I've never listened to that. Is it good?
Yeah, the music's beautiful. It's quite, like, choral.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I would expect that.
It's a pretty big thing. Might be up your street. Do you do, like, the choral kind of stuff?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I don't really like Lord of the Rings, but...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm English, okay? Sue me.
It's like you've come on this podcast to, like, make enemies.
I'm sure I've got enough.
All right, I'm going to get back on track. Cause I've got...
Sorry.
No, but we were talking about, like, musicals versus plays. And obviously, a musical, it's not just singing, because, you know, you guys are acting, you're singing, you're dancing.
Yeah.
We've got some triple threats in the studio, I'm aware. You guys obviously can do all three, but, like, what's the fave? What are you going to save? The acting, the singing, or the dancing?
You go first.
Definitely singing for me.
Yeah?
That's actually a really tough question, because singing is my job. Excuse me. Singing is my job. I'm pretty emotional. Singing is my job. But for me, acting always comes first.
Yeah.
In anything.
You can just act your way through it, even if you can't quite sing it.
Right. Like, if you
screw up... I don't doubt that you can sing it, though.
Thank you so much. But even if you screw up a note, if you're acting through it, you can get away with anything.
It's
just emotion, right?
Yeah. So, I think I'd have to save acting.
Okay. Take that with you. I feel like it's nice that we managed to get some, like, genuine advice in there.
Yeah, there we go.
Because I've just been being silly this entire time. But back to Freaky Friday. Mm. So we've kind of established that you guys have been in rehearsal for, like, 3 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
How has it been going? Like, obviously, we've touched on there's the layers with you guys kind of playing each other.
Mm.
That's just a lot in itself. And then you've got some double cast members.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just
the young ones.
Yeah. Everyone else is one.
Yeah. And so it's been going all good working through that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. I think we've both been sick a couple of times.
Yeah, rite of passage.
Right. And when you've got so much to sing, it's like No. I don't have the time for this.
No, we don't need this.
But it's been going really well.
Is it one of those shows where, like, you get some musicals where, like, it's like the whole thing is sung through, and then some where it's like song, break for dialogue that carries the plot song? Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
We've got breaks, we've got dialogue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, this is the thing I like to ask, especially when I get people from musicals on That's the Ticket, but, like, how long do you reckon it's going to, like, stay with you? Because, like, you do shows and the songs or the lines, like, stay with you. Do you reckon this one's, like, entrenched deep now?
She's locked
in. I reckon, yeah.
She's embedded into my very being. Yep. Yeah.
Are you guys looking forward for that bit where it will come swiftly after closing night, where you're like, I cannot listen to this again for at least 2 years?
Yeah.
Do you guys get that when you do a musical?
Do you?
Sometimes. I think it depends on the show. Because I've had it with some, but not with all of them.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah. What can you listen to now? Like,
I still love In the Heights. I don't think that would ever get old for
me. It's very cool.
Yeah. Relatable. Yeah. I listen to In the Heights every Friday because I do Musical Friday. Because usually I work from home. So I listen to, like, Bridgerton the Musical.
Oh, my gosh.
As one does, yep.
In the Heights. I don't need to, Mean Girls.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I have a whole repertoire. And then October, because it was spooky month, I would listen to Goosebumps the Musical and Carrie the Musical, because I'm like, it's on theme.
Is that Goosebumps the Musical?
I don't know about so many of these.
I feel like I have name dropped like three musicals.
Oh, yeah, so much today. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm going to go listen to that.
Yeah, go listen to my playlist, man. It'll be educational.
I will, thank you.
But I guess, you know, we're getting to the point where I'm going to be super cheeky. And as we know that your opening night is fast approaching.
Yes.
Are we ready? Yeah. Are you ready to get on stage or at least get in front of a crowd?
Definitely get on stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've outgrown the studio at Rivoli. I mean, with such a big cast, we're like crammed in there anyway.
Yeah.
But it's reached that stage of rehearsal where, like, the jokes aren't funny anymore because we've all heard them 100 times. And so it feels like the energy's kind of dipping a little bit.
Yeah.
And bringing it on stage just gives it that lift. We're so ready for that.
Yeah. No, because I get that a lot as well, because people get to a point and they're like, is this even funny? Is this even, like, will people even like this? Because everyone who's watching it has already seen it, like, 900 times.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's always good to hear. Usually, as I say, I'm always talking to actors when they're, like, in the midst of, like, the most stressful time. And I ask that question and people are like, why are you doing this to me? But if you want to see these guys in Freaky Friday, Disney's Freaky Friday, I should say, it's opening at Rivoli Theatre 22nd of November until the 13th of December. Tickets are available now at iTicket. And now I'm going to break for a very important segment. You guys may remember this from when you've been on That's the Ticket. It's okay if you don't, because it's literally been like years. But it's time for Rick's pick. And And so how this works is I have an Uncle Rick. He's a great listener of radio, great listener of music. And when I started That's the Ticket, what episode number are you guys? 243 episodes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't look a day over 248.
that was a good one.
Thank you. I will say that I have made this joke like every week.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It's still hitting.
It's still
every
hitting.
Single time.
Because I got new guests. But yeah, when I started the show, Uncle Rick was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week we can pick a song from the list and play Rick's pick, and every week we do. And now no one asks, but I do this thing where I try and, like, pick a song that's, like, on theme with the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. It's like a little English essay that I set for myself.
Yeah,
and so Freaky Friday, I'm like, okay, there's a lot of kind of ways I could go with this one. And I've gone with a Doris Day track, Anything You Can Do.
Oh, great song.
Because you guys are, like, playing each other, right?
Yeah.
And isn't there a song in Freaky Friday being like, I've got this or something?
Yes. Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, where you guys are singing, you're playing each other at that point and you're singing about how, like, I can do this. I've been a teenager. I can nail this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did I nail my homework?
Absolutely. Yeah. A star. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, great. Well, Uncle Rick, as always, thanks, mate, and I hope you enjoy this one.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yeah.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
You wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, yes, you can't.
That was this week's Rick's Pick. Anything you can do, I can do better. Is there truth behind that statement, do we think, when it comes to you guys and your roles in Freaky Friday?
Gosh. like, as characters or as people?
As characters. I mean, we can get in-depth if
no,
you want.
No, I was like, don't... No.
let's pit my guests against each other. Yeah.
Fight. What do you think?
I think they both think they can do it better than each other.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the moral of the story is maybe they can't.
And then chaos ensues.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's maps involved. It's a whole time. The scavenger hunt, right? That's the thing.
That's right. Yep.
You seem like you'd be good at orienteering, mate.
Me? Is it because I'm English?
Yeah.
No. Thank you so much. I'm putting that on my CV.
Yeah. Podcast host told me that I seemed like I'd be good at orienteering.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. If you were, like, participating in the hunt, which is something that you will learn about if you go and see Disney's Freaky Friday the Musical at Rivoli Theatre, how do you think you would fare? Like, if it was you as yourself participating in it, do you reckon you could do it?
I love a good scavenger hunt.
I feel like you'd nail it.
Thank you.
It's not for me.
Yeah, do you reckon you just panic?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Like, out the gate?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to get you guys, like, as a team on The Amazing Race, because I just think the dynamic
yes
would be,
I reckon, yeah.
Kyra would be amazing, and I would be... the stressed, entertaining one.
Yeah.
Not that you're not entertaining, but you'd just be so good at it. Oh. Organized. And then, you know, they have the people on the show where everything falls apart and it's like, haha, that would be me.
Right, yeah. That's how they get a show out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is interesting because your role in Freaky Friday is very much like Taipei got everything locked down, right?
Yeah.
And then Kyra, you're kind of, I don't know if it's type B, but just like, you know, edgy teen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, are you finding the roles are different to you as people in real life?
Yep.
Or are you finding similarities in there the longer you play the role because your personality is just merging in with this part?
Yeah. I mean, that I'm not a type A organised mum, so that's definitely acting. But the sloppy teenager feels very at home for me.
Yeah. And then I guess, Kyra, we've kind of established that you, I guess, playing your own mum in the world of the show, that's definitely a new experience for you, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
And then with... What is the name of your actual character in the show?
Ellie.
Yeah. For some reason, I was going to say Cassie, and I'm like, that's not it.
No. But...
Thanks, Beth.
Just had to confirm that you were wrong there.
Hey, guys, just in case you missed it, Beth confirmed that I was wrong on my radio show. No. Oh, we're having too much fun here. No, but do you feel like you relate to Ellie as a person, or are you just like, this is just the part I'm playing?
Yeah. Not a whole lot, to be honest, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair.
She's a bit crazier than me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm definitely having to go off some of Beth's acting for my little start bit. You do it so well.
Thank you so much. But you are doing it so well.
Oh, thanks.
I'm also doing really well, guys.
Yeah. You are doing so well. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It sounded like your appearance just then.
That was my mum voice.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't expecting... Oh, see, you haven't even got that mum voice. I got it first.
Yeah.
Okay.
She gets it every day.
Am I used to it now?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, I mean, let's pretend that I haven't been going off track the entire time. But, like, obviously Freaky Friday is the main project at the moment. Yes. But, like, have we got anything else booked in after this? Any other creative projects coming up that you're allowed to talk about?
No.
You don't have anything? You?
No.
Gosh.
No. Have the summer off.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even you agree with me, eh?
Yeah. Are you auditioning for anything?
Not that I know of yet, no.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you auditioning for anything?
Yeah.
Well, frustratingly, there's lots of shows happening next year that are, like, bucket list shows for me.
Oh, and you're only allowed one.
I'm going to England for the entire month of April.
Oh, I'm going to be in America.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you're going to Broadway and you're going to the West End.
Absolutely.
We are,
Great. But yeah, so there's shows that I would absolutely love to audition for that I can't, unfortunately.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, worthy excuse.
Thank you.
I was in the UK last year and I went and saw The Mousetrap because had to.
Oh, yes.
And then I also saw Hamilton the Musical in Wales.
In Wales?
Here's the thing, I was staying with Welsh family and they're like, we'll take you to the theatre. Yeah. And then they didn't tell us what it was and they took us to Hamilton because it was funny because we're from Hamilton.
Right. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Was it a professional production?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
so cool. How
cool. Yeah, there were like people who I'd seen on TV in the show and I was this is wild.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm from Kerikeroa. But no, it was cool and I just never thought I would have that experience in Wales.
Yeah.
No. Of all places.
Yeah. Okay. Have you guys got your tickets booked for overseas for your shows?
No.
Oh. Better get on it.
Yeah, I want to go and see Hades Town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so cool.
I also would love to see, is it Kit Kat Club?
The
new
Cabaret.
Cabaret. I don't know if it will still be open in April.
Right.
I need to check. I'm not sure when it's closing.
Yeah.
See, because this isn't, it's a shame. I mean, it might be on, but like Freaky Friday, because you guys get to be in Freaky Friday, you never get to see Freaky Friday.
No.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the sucky part of being an actor, right?
Yeah.
Because you never get to see the show.
No. Yeah. I was actually thinking about this today. Once we're on the stage, I don't get to watch all of the things that I'm not in anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're fun.
I know.
I want to watch them.
You had your time.
I know. And I enjoyed it.
But actually, another question that I often like to ask people, and I think I alluded to it earlier, but if you, like, because you know I love my, like, would you rathers or what are you going to say from the burning building.
Yes.
But opening night versus mm-hmm. closing night, which one's the fave?
Closing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think okay. Opening night is a lot of fun. The adrenaline's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, mm. absolutely.
But there's just something so, like, you just leave it all out on the stage on closing yep. night. The yeah. audience is always amazing on closing. Yeah. You know the show so well, but because it's closing, you've still got that little boost of adrenaline to yep. kind of keep you going. Yeah.
Yeah. I think closing. All the emotions on closing. I mm. love it.
See, I'm opening, but I think it's because I'm not an actor.
Yes.
Because yeah. Well, because, like, when I rock up to as an audience member to opening night, I'm like, this is for me.
100%.
They don't care about themselves right now. They care about, like,
yeah, because you're the first one.
Yeah, saying it corrects for me. Yeah.
I like that perspective. Yeah. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, it's very selfless.
yeah, but you should be selfish as an audience member because it is for you.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really helpful perspective as an actor
yeah.
to remember for closing night. This is still for the audience. Yeah. Even if it's for you to enjoy, they're the ones that are paying to come and see it.
Yeah.
Man, we've really been educating each other today, haven't we? Covered a lot of ground in a short window of time. But seeing as you guys don't have any, like, tea on upcoming projects for me, I'm just going to cheeky do a little segment on upcoming events so you guys can just chill out. I mean, if you want to, like, rudely interject or say no, Beth, you may.
Thank you. I might.
That's a callback. but here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So, in case you haven't heard, Rivoli Theatre has Disney's Freaky Friday, the musical, running 22nd of November to the 13th of December. Shows are at 7:30pm, plus there's a 2pm matinee on the 29th of November. More info and tickets are available now at iTicket. So, I had these guys on That's the Ticket last episode, I think. Unconscious, new play, is running at the Meteor from the 13th to the 15th of November with 7:30pm shows. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Over at Clarence Street, comedian Luke Kidgel is in on the 16th of November with a 7:30pm show. More info on tickets at Ticketek. And over at Gaslight, they've got The Grinch-ish running 29th of November to the 13th of December. More info on tickets at gaslight.co.nz. Whew. As I always like to say, I'm not a definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff coming up in Kirikiriroa, because if I was going to be that, I wouldn't need my guests, and these guys are vaguely entertaining, so here
Thanks
we
so
are.
Much.
But I've got one last question for you guys, and I can't recall if I've... Beth, I probably asked you this one, because it's only been like a year since you've been on. Kyra, I don't know if I used to ask this one when you were on, but... You know, you two have been here on TTT giving me the tea, the inside scoop on Freaky Friday. And so my last question for you is, how do you take your tea? Like, if you're going to have a cup of tea.
A really powerful question, actually. Yeah. And Clara, I invite you to go first.
Do you drink tea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can never tell with the young ones.
Yeah.
But how do you take it?
Milk, one sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice and chill. Bag in, bag out.
Bag out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. I'll allow it.
Nice.
Beth? I'm expecting lots of detail.
Yeah.
As you should. I like Dilmah Extra Strong Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Oh, I love it. I love Earl Grey.
You do have the vibe, but...
It's the accent, isn't it? Half a sugar.
Half a sugar.
Yeah, I don't like it sweet, but just like a hint to take the kind of bitter edge off the
There's so much it, tea. Man.
But it's delicious. And then let it brew for a while. And then just a splash of milk. I'm not too fussy on the milk.
Milk in the Earl Grey?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just yum. It's my tea, not your tea.
Yeah, I know, but I have a lot of notes. Is it bag in, bag out?
I'll bag out while I'm drinking it, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm at the theatre, right, because it's like a quick tea, I'll leave that bag in.
Oh, sure. Right. And, you know, it's not the fancy tea bags at the theatre, so they're not quite as strong. So, sure, I'll leave that one in.
Yeah.
But my Dilmah Extra Strong, no, I'll take that one out.
They're like, you know what, here's Earl Grey, let's make it more Earl Grey.
Yeah.
That's like my nightmare.
Bergamot.
That's my nightmare. Now, it's just, I've had some bad experiences with Earl Grey and milk.
Oh, tell me about those.
This just wasn't for me. I also accidentally thought I was making a normal tea, but grabbed a green tea bag.
Oh,
okay.
Put milk in it.
Oh, horrifying.
It was It was day one at a new job. Oof. And I was too fucking mad to go and tip it out, so I just drank it.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I didn't want them to think I was rude.
Yeah.
But I just grabbed the wrong... Yeah, but they're like, oh, go grab yourself a cup of tea and then we'll, like, show you how to log in.
And they're like, who's this weirdo with green tea with milk in it?
I just... Well, it didn't look green. It just looks weirdly pale.
Right.
Right.
But, yeah, that's... terrific effort on the tea question, team.
Thank you so much.
Brings a lot of people a lot of joy. A lot of people have strong opinions on it.
Oh, yes.
Clearly, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evidently. Yeah.
It's just the Earl Grey. Every so often I get someone on the show with an Earl Grey milk. And I think it was Kyla. Kyla from In the Heights.
Yeah.
She would, I don't think she drank tea, but she would tell me about how she'd put gummy bears in hot water and mix it up and drink it, because apparently Alicia Keys does it and it, like, coats your throat or something.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I can see that. If it's Alicia Keys, you're all in. Yeah.
I haven't tried it, but it was kind of exciting.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's different, right?
I kind of want to, yeah.
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 I won't be trying that.
I'll get back to you.
Go try it, and then you have to swap, because that's what you do in the show. And then
right,
you have to drink
right.
It.
You can have my Earl Grey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then hate it, and then tell me that you hated it.
Yeah,
and then
right.
We can bond over that.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know.
Cool. What a plan.
What a way to end the show. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to play us out with another song from Disney's Freaky Friday, No More Fear.
Oh, great song. Yep. Oof, and Kyra nails it.
Thanks.
Yeah, is it just you doing this one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay, is this going to be, like, are you sick of this one yet, or is it going to be good
vibes?
A little,
yeah.
Honesty, I love it.
Yeah. No, I love the song. It's a rough one, but I love it. Yeah.
It's rough in the sense that it's hard to sing?
Yeah.
It's a big sing.
Yeah. And, like, right at the end of the show, I'm just, my voice isn't liking it by then.
You're like, I'm already cooked, can we just get this
pretty much.
Done? And what are you doing at the end of the show? Where are you? Are you on stage, or are you just having fun in the wings while Kyra's, like, singing her heart out?
A
song.
I've got a final song.
Yeah.
It's really emotional, which is fun. But for this song, I'm just sitting down, going, wow, how does she sing this?
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, I will sit down and think, wow, how do you sing this?
Yeah.
And then maybe you can just sing it in the studio while it's playing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Imagine that.
Could you?
But thanks again, guys, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Break a leg, that means something positive, guys.
Yes.
I wish you all the best ahead of the season. And to my listeners, you can bet that I'll be back with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket in the not-so-distant future. But until then, buy your tickets to Disney's Freaky Friday and, no more fear.
What is this feeling that I'm feeling? Like I've shot right through the ceiling. Is it only the caffeine and the sugar and the pizza? Dear me, I had 3 slices of that pizza. Are carbs the feeling that I'm feeling? Like I'm losing it but dealing. It's alarming but appealing and somehow healing. How long has it been since this old heart has skipped a beat? How long have I kept an even keel? How hard have I worked to keep our life so calm and neat? And how good does this freaking chaos feel? Though I don't have the first idea what else may be in store, I know I won't be frightened anymore. No more fear, no more fright. I go bolder, I go home. It starts tonight. My daughter to be cautious at all cost. Have I made her somehow be afraid? Have I held too tightly after all we both have lost? And how do I clean up this mess I've made? 'Cause clearly I can't promise things will all turn out okay. But here's the most important thing I'll say. No more dwelling on the danger. We'll
No doubt that self-consciousness and anxiousness. Just throw that stuff right out. 'Cause I thought I taught you manners, but I may have made you meek. And a girl can be a good girl without ever being weak. If you have to fight, then fight, and I'll be the first to cheer. No more waiting, no more hiding. Are we clear? No more fear. No more
was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.